Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Hey, welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show today. Hey, as a reminder, be sure to check out our website, www.moneyripples.com. Check out, we've got blogs on there. We've got an event coming up, last one of the year. Check us out. Check out, let me keep creating value for you any way I can, especially if it's for free, right? It's awesome. Hey, and also too, I just want to just tell you, thank you so much. We have had an amazing year. I love seeing the increased amount of you listening to the show and hearing more feedback about what's been valuable and what you've been getting. And I love it. Like, I mean, that's why I do this show, is I want to be able to create value for as many of you as I can without ignoring my family. And I hope that during these summer months that you're definitely enjoying your family, you're having fun and doing great things. Because I'll tell you, life is short, way too short to just waste away working hard and getting no results, right? And so I want to talk today for those of you that, I've seen that we're now halfway into the year, right? And I'm sure that if you're the type of person that listens to this show, you probably made goals at the beginning of this year. And I want to ask you, how are you doing on those goals? How are things coming along? Especially your money goals. How's that coming along? Are you on track? Are you ahead? Are you behind? Are you starting to worry a little bit because you have to do massive catch up? How are things going right now? And, I want to bring this up because I think it's always good to do a check-in. I think you should do a check-in monthly, if not quarterly. At least, try to do it monthly or quarterly to see how you're doing on your goals. And of course, that could be weekly too, but, you'll be doing smaller goals in the short term. But I hope that you're on track. And if you're not, let me know if there's a topic or something we need to address on this show that can help you towards it. But I want to talk about specifically about the money goals that you've had. There's a lot of stories that we all have with money, right? And I want to talk about, certain stories that I've had. There's stories that I know that other people have had, and I even posted about on Facebook recently about the story of the nobility of being broke. In fact, let me read that. And this is just one story, but I want you to just understand that these stories are the very things that determine the results we get. And so I'd have you ask yourself is, what is your money story? What are your beliefs surrounding money? What are your beliefs surrounding your business, if you're in business, or those that have a lot of money, or those that don't? And there's interesting perspectives both ways. But what's your story? And so I want to talk about one in particular where there's, especially in Christian cultures, Western society especially, there's a lot of people that believe that there's nobility in being broke, that, being a humble, broke person is a good thing, and especially if someone that's Christian, they'll talk about how it's easier for a rich man to get through the eye of a needle than it is to get to heaven, right? Those kind of things. Not understanding, as I've said in a much earlier episode, one of the first episodes I did, when we talked about, does God want you to be rich? We talked about how the eye of the needle is actually coming and being penitent. But some people believe that if you're rich, you're prideful, and if you're broke, you're humble, and that's a good thing. And it's been passed down for so many times. And there's people that logically will say, no, I know, Chris, being broke is not good. I want to be rich. I want to have money. But then there's this deep belief that having more money will somehow make it worse. So let me read this post just to kind of inspire this conversation today. And I said this, I said, there's nothing noble about being broke. Money is the root of, based upon all that is good. Why? Well, what's the root of money? Value, service, solving problems. Money is just evidence of service being delivered or a promise to deliver. Money doesn't corrupt. Money is a magnifier of the soul. How many times have you heard me say that? It only makes you more of what you already are. Your perspective on money and how you use it just shows your true colors more boldly. If someone says money corrupts people, don't do business with them. They're telling you that they believe the only way to earn money is by hurting or taking advantage of others, because that's the only way they believe they can make money. Those are the dangerous ones. So let me talk about that specific money belief. That's not the only money belief. Let's talk about that one. You know, I talked about you have to be worried about other people's perspectives. I mean, do you understand that a big part of how I decide, you know, who I even have on my team, you know, the people that I have on my team that I refer business to, I dig into their perspective. And it doesn't take much. You just have to ask a few questions and let them chat about themselves. And it's interesting to hear what comes out of their mouth. Because, for example, if someone actually has a belief, and you can and I've learned to spot these people from a mile away, they have a belief that, you know, people with money are bad, and that there's corrupt rich people out there and things like that. Now, I'm not taking away there are not any corrupt rich people. Of course there are. There's broke corrupt people too. You know, money has no bearing on how corrupt or uncorrupt somebody is. Money just makes you more of who you already are. And so sometimes money actually, what it actually does is put a megaphone next to you. It actually allows you to put a magnifying glass on you, and it just magnifies everything of who you already were. You know, it's interesting because if you have a money story that's in scarcity, you do not want more money. Now, I'm not saying that you can't just have more money because you can't wait till you're perfect. Nobody is. But I'll tell you, those money stories will blow up, and you have to be very careful and watch them. This is why I think one of the best ways to earn money is to do it gradually, is to do it step by step, here a little and there a little. Because as you start to grow in your stewardship, it's so good to see what pops out. I'm seeing this lately. I'll give you an example of one of my stories. You know, I actually grew up in a house where I believed that you had to work hard. I was told you got to be a hard worker. In fact, that was the value. I remember my father saying that hard work is something he valued. I remember him talking about my half brothers. I have two older half brothers, and he would say, "Yeah, the one's loving, and I love that. But the other one's a hard worker." And he tended to favor the one that was a hard worker. And I noticed in my household that being a hard worker was more valuable than someone who was loving or caring, you know, that was affectionate even. Even though my dad wanted affection, you know, that's the thing. And so I grew up working hard. I grew up that you had to get jobs. And I grew up also that when I got jobs, they weren't necessarily the best paying jobs. I would work hard for, you know, okay pay. You know, in some cases, minimum wage, right? And that's what I was taught. And I remember seeing friends. I'm thinking like, wow, I had one friend who just seemed like he always got the right opportunities. He always got the better jobs. And sometimes he would hook me up with those jobs through all of his connections. And, you know, maybe his dad helped him or whatever it would be. But I was kind of surprised. You know, now I know that he just expected to get those jobs. You know, now I understand the mind a lot more and how much the mind really does affect our money. You know, it's interesting when people give me perspectives about their money. And don't worry, like, we all have perspectives. I still have beliefs. I mean, I grew up, like I said, I've been a hard worker. Up until recently, you know, I still believe that even though I could work leverage time, I still believe that I had to keep working hard or it wasn't valuable. And it was just this last year that I realized, like, you know what? I tell people all the time that it's not about working harder, and it's not even about working smarter, but it's about working right. Because when you work right, you don't necessarily have to work hard. You actually will be surprised how little you have to work. And that's what I've realized in the last year. And it's been an awesome transformation of my business to where I've gotten time freedom again. And that's something that, you know, I remember, you know, with my ex-wife, like I remember that being an issue where she'd say, "Well, can't you just be done 9 to 5 every day?" Which as an entrepreneur, that just doesn't happen, right? That's not realistic. You know, 9 to 5, you can set hours, but sometimes you just have stuff that go on into the evening. Well, yeah, Yeah, but you know what? That's true. And of course, it was kind of unrealistic for her to expect that kind of story to be true. It was still unrealistic for me because I still said, no, that's not what an entrepreneur does. And I didn't come out of retirement to work part-time. You know, I came to live a full-time mission, not a part-time life. But you know what? That full-time mission doesn't mean you have to work full-time to overtime. And I've seen, I'm a part of a coaches group on Facebook, and I've seen some people that say, yeah, in the beginning, you got to work like 100 hours a week and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, who says? Now, I'll tell you, in my beginning of launching Money Ripples, when I launched a brand new business with brand new relationships, because I had a non-compete with my old company that, you know, that I was with for 6 years, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, I had to work hard, and there was definitely some 40 plus hour weeks. But if you think that you have to work day and night, slave away, here's the thing, you're doing it wrong in business. You're not doing it right. You're being busy, but you're not being productive. You know, granted, there's so much you can do, but I'll tell you, when it comes to priorities and things you can do, yeah, you might have some of those days, you might burn the candle at both ends for a few days, but I would hope that you have a weekend. I would hope that you have some time to be able to relax and unwind and be with your family. That's important. You know, I'll tell you, like, no success matters in your business if you can't have your family with you, you know, like, so, you know, it doesn't matter how awesome you are. It doesn't matter how much money you're making. If you're working like a dog, that's not good. And ask yourself, what story am I telling myself that I believe that I have to do that? You know, and so there's other stories. Like, so that was like working like a dog. There's, you know, being broke and how that's a good thing. You know, there's people that give you perspectives. If people believe that rich people are evil, better believe that either one, they won't have any money because they believe they're a good person, or two, that could bite you in the butt, you know, because if you're being successful, what are they going to say about you? You know, and are they going to be successful? You know, I like to surround myself with successful people, people that do want to grow, people that want to progress. I was just talking with a friend just yesterday, and it's funny where we kind of mentioned that, you know, we don't necessarily do the normal guys, you know, guys night out, hang out type thing. I mean, one, he's in a different state, so it's not the easiest to do unless we're visiting each other's states. But I've noticed as well that, you know, I don't really have people I just go hang out with. You know, I joked with him. I said, yeah, I don't have those buddies that just go drink beer every night. You know, like, I have people that are in some cases way busier than I am. You know, they're always out there speaking and doing crazy stuff. You know, for me, I actually, although Facebook might be deceiving, like, I really don't work a ton. Like, I work at least a few hours a day for sure. But there's some days I don't work at all. And there's some days that I work, you know, I'm like, wow, I did a 9-to-5 type of day. Holy cow, that's crazy. And so that's the thing, is like, there's always these stories that we have, right? Always these stories that we create. So what's your story about money? What are you believing that's keeping you back? What's holding you back from achieving your goals? Because if you haven't changed your money story, if you haven't changed the way you see money, and I'm not saying talk to your money, like, and I'm not saying that's always a bad thing, but I'm not saying like you have to go roll around in your money and, you know, caress it on your body. That's not what I'm saying. Like, that's crazy stuff, right? What I'm saying is, like, what's your relationship with money? How do you view it? Do you view it as a good thing? Do you see it as something that's scarce? Do you see it as something hard to come by? Do you see it as something that you can only get if you do a life or do your business a certain way? Because what if your business needs to change for you to see more money? What if the whole way you've been doing your business needs to be undone? What if the whole way that you've been doing your money needs to be undone? If you believe that high risk creates high return with your money, if you think you have to take high risk to make money, you're a gambler and you're going to lose money. And you're going to wonder why you don't have it. Here's the thing, is that you can't expect to grow watermelons if you plant daisies, right? You can't grow watermelons if you plant daisies. And it doesn't matter what you say to it. It doesn't matter what you say to those daisy plants. You can't sweet talk them into becoming watermelons. You got to plant the right seeds and be able to get the right fruit. And I've seen it so many times, and I'll tell you, like, even with my own clients, like, my clients, like, they'll get great success and great things, but I'll see a lot of times limited success because there are some deep, deep rooted beliefs about money, deep ones. I mean, ones that they don't even understand. They don't even recognize yet. And so my challenge to you is to start and really ask yourself, what is my story? What needs to change? And if I don't know what needs to change, who can help me see that? You know, who can help me see that truth? Because, you know, sometimes I've had to have outside people tell me stuff. You know, I'll tell you, like I've said before, like, my business has hit new highs that I've never hit before. I'm hitting new income levels I had never hit, and I've done it with less effort and less time. And it's got me to really question. And what I've done to be able to bask in this is I've pretty much done what I just said. I bask in it. I really just sit with it. I'm like, ooh, this is nice. This feels different. This is so different now. And here's the thing, my mind, see, your mind always wants to be right. Your subconscious mind always wants to be correct. So a lot of times what happens is that people get caught up in their story so much that subconsciously they ruin results because they don't want to be wrong. You don't want your story to be wrong because that means that everything you thought was right was wrong. Now you might consciously think like, oh, now that's not the case. But I'm telling you, your mind always wants to be right, whether you like it or not. And so that's why I sit with them like, ooh, this feels different. I'm going to do different things. You know what? I'm going to buy better quality things. I think I made mention of that. Like I thought, okay, I'll just buy, you know, cheap stuff, quality things for the things that matter. But a lot of times I buy quality things for things that were more outward, things that were seen. You know, for example, like I've started to buy better quality food. Now, better quality food is not something you see. It's just something you partake in your body. But I'm telling you, energy levels are different. My vibration levels are different. I attract different people than I ever have before. I love the fact that I'm attracting people that, you know, either one, they have a successful, they're having a business that's increasing in success, but they're like, okay, I got to manage my stewardship. I can't blow this. I can't all of a sudden let my old money stories take that money away. Or I get people that have had money that they've saved up and they're having these retirement accounts. And some of them aren't even business owners, but they have this money stashed away in retirement saying, I'm not getting anywhere. Like what, how can I get this money doing something for me? I mean, just yesterday I had a woman at a networking group I talked to and she was telling me about her situation and we've done some business together before. And I'm listening to her. I'm like, wow. Yeah, there's some solutions for you. We could double your income, what you're currently being paid by your retirement plan. You know, yeah, that's definitely possible. And you don't even have to take more risk. See, that's the thing is like most of the things that block us are because we create stories around it. You know, I completely stay away from people that believe high risk creates high returns. Those people are broke. Those people are gone. Like they'll make, it's money is easy come, easy go. And those are people I stay away from. I especially don't do business with those people. Man, that's an easy way to get yourself in trouble because if you got people that have a gambler's mindset, I mean, those are people that are going to either one, they're going to go broke fast, or two, they're going to do something illegal because they think they have to take these high risks that are unnecessary and just horrible. So you got to be careful. You got to be careful of your perspective, careful of other people's perspectives, careful of the money story you tell yourself. And the very reason that if you're being frustrated with your goals this year, the very reason could be is because you've got some story that you're still holding on to. You could try to change all the strategies. You can work harder and all you want. But if your story doesn't change, your perspective around money doesn't change. If you don't see things from a more true abundance perspective, not just thinking positive, although that does help sometimes, but a true abundance perspective where you see money from a truly abundant stewardship type of mentality, you will find that money will come much, much easier. And so that's my challenge to you guys is like, let's question your stories. What's holding you back? If you have to, ask somebody to help you. Get somebody to hold you accountable. You know, whatever it takes, this is what's required for you to see success. So question your stories. Look into them. Find stories that do work, that get you different results. Sit with it. Ponder it. Live in it. Be in it. Immerse yourself in it. And watch what happens when you start to get different results. And don't deny it. Just accept it and keep going forward. But if you're having a problem where you feel like you're stuck, and I'll just end with this quote, you know, here, because I've told you that consistency is key, and it sure is. But here's the thing is that consistency may be a key to success, but consistent complacency is the key to failure. If you're consistently complacent, if you're just trying to go the same route and think that working harder is going to work for you, it won't. It won't work. Consistency needs to happen, but you cannot let your mindset be consistent. You got to let your mindset evolve and grow into something more abundant, something more truly successful. That's my challenge to you guys this week. Hey, go make it a prosperous week. Let me know how I can serve you. Everybody, I love you so much. Have a wonderful week. Talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on the Chris Miles Money Show.